On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 14th of January. And today, having a birthday, is Faye Dunaway. The US actress is 79 today. Her first major movie role was in Bonnie and Clyde back in the day with Warren Beatty. Did you remember that movie?
Didn't see it when it first came out because I wasn't alive, but I have since seen it.
That's all I wanted to know. Ian Brayshaw, former WA cricketer and Australian rules footballer, is 78. Graham Marsh, former Aussie golfer, he was born in Kalgoorlie. He's 76 today. Carl Weathers, the US actor, best known for playing Apollo Creed in the first four Rocky films. He's 72.
Man, I won, but I didn't beat him.
Emily Watson, the English actress, starred in The Book Thief and The Theory of Everything and was also one of the stars in the TV miniseries Chernobyl. She's 53. LL Cool J, US rap singer and actor, is 52.
Do you know what LL Cool J stands for?
Tell me.
Ladies Love Cool J.
I need love.
Right.
Apparently.
Jason Bateman, the American actor and younger brother of actress Justine Bateman, is 51. Of course, he was in Arrested Development and also stars in The Ozarks.
And his first television appearance was in Little House on the Prairie.
Bless him. Dave Grohl, the US muso and singer with the Foo Fighters, is 51. And Caleb Followhill, the lead singer, songwriter and guitarist with US band The Kings of Leon, is 38.
It was on this day in 1952 that NBC's Today Show premiered on US TV. And it's still running. Not like our Today Show, but we'll get to that in just a sec.
Today, January 14th, 1952.
Well, here we are. And good morning for you.
In 1966, David Bowie recorded his first single under that name, titled Can't Help Thinking About Me.
I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me.
Australia's Today morning program with new host Georgie Gardner and Deborah Knight debuted on Australian TV on this day in 2019. They only lasted 11 months before Channel 9 announced that Karl Stefanovic would return with co-host Alison Langdon. That kicked off this month.
Ouch. And that's on this day for Tuesday, the 14th of January.